See, when you hear this Nama, Shoka Vinashini, I'm giving you the example. Actually, you don't need the meaning of the word because the very word tells you the meaning. Destroyer of sorrow, remover of sorrow. But how do you get that get this word? The two words, it's a compound word. Shoka Vinashini is a compound word. So there, there's a noun, Shokaha. It's a masculine gender word. Shokaha, masculine noun. Shokaha, grief. So akarantaha, pullingaha, shoka shabdaha, shokaha, grief. Then, Vinashini. And it is an adjective. With the prefix V. Nashini itself means destroyer. And a V is a prefix. Gives the same meaning. Nashini, Vinashini mean the same. And it has been derived from the root Nash. Nash. Nashyati, Nashayati, Nashyati, perishes, Nashayati, destroys, causative verb, Nashyati, perishes, Nashayati, destroys. From here, Nashayati, you get this verb, Nashayati, Shokam, Ya, Nashayati, Ya, Shokam, Nashayati, Sa, Shoka, Nashini, Ya, Shokam Vinashayati Sa Shoka Vinashini. Or you can say Shokasya Vinashini, Shoka Vinashini. Compound word. Shokasya Vinashini, Shoka Vinashini. Ya Shokam Vinashayati Sa Shoka Vinashini. And this is the name of, this is the name attributed to the absolute power. And when you invoke the Devi, the power as the destroyer of grief, sorrow, and this Devi should protect which organ, which part of the individual, which aspect of the individual, the subtlest aspect of the individual is the mind. Antahkaranam. So manaha shoka vinashini. Rakshet is implied. May Devi, who is the remover of sorrow, protect the mind. Rakshet, the verb Rakshet is implied there. It's not mentioned, it's implied. Manashokavinashini. Manaha shokavinashini. Manashokavinashini. Manaha again is a Sakaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. It is nominative as well as objective same. May destroy Devi, who is the destroyer of sorrow, protect the mind. Like that, every name I want to go through. Okay? Now you know the which aspect of me should be protected by which Devi. But you have to see everything from the beginning. Some of the names are very simple, very, very basic. Some names sound little odd, but still we learn everything. Okay? You are going to see. So that we'll do that. Next class onwards we'll do that. Now I'm moving on to Argala Stotram. Argala Stotram. And please see that all of you learn to recite this Devi Kavacham. I tell you, in this world, definitely you need protection from all sides, all 10 quarters. All 10 quarters you need protection. And you cannot do a better prayer than this. You are praying to Devi, seeking her grace to protect all the aspects completely. And Dharma Dharini, another name of Devi, Dharma Dharini. So, another name of Devi is Dharma Dharini. Dharmam Dharati Ya. Ya Dharmam Dharati. Sa Dharma Dharini. Whenever you come across an adjective in Ikaranta Shabda, the corresponding masculine will be Nakaranta Shabda E. Darin. In nominative, it will be Dari. Dharma Dari. Nakarantaha Dharma Darin Shabdaha. Nakarantaha Pullingaha Dharma Darin Shabdaha. In nominative, it will be Dharma Dari. Whereas in feminine gender, Dharma Dharini. Ikarantaha Strilingaha Dharma Dharini. I'm taking specific names today. Ya Dharmam Dharati Adharayati Sa Dharma Dharini. She who upholds the order. She who sustains the order. She who is in the name of the law and order. She is Dharma Dharini. Okay, may Bhagavati Parashakti, who sustains and maintains the law and order, who upholds the order, law and order, protect. And when you invoke the Devi as Dharma Dharini, what should she protect? That is interesting, isn't it? That is what I'm saying. Which name we are invoking? Which form of Devi, with which name we invoking? There, we say, Ahankaram Manobuddhim Rakshenme Dharmadharini. All you asked Manaha, mind as a whole you asked. But now, Ahankaram Manaha Buddhim. Ahankaram mano buddhim rakshen me dharma dharini. So may Bhagavati, who is in the form of the upholder of dharma, protect my, first of all, ahankara. And even the I sense, ahankaram, manaha, mind, then buddhi, intellect. May Sahankaram Mano Buddhim Rakshen Me Dharma Dharini. Even Ahankara, just to take only one aspect of you. Just the I sense. So may Dharma Dharini protect this I sense, which is manifestation of knowledge of existence of the self. Ahankara. Then Manaha, the emotional aspect of the Antahkaranam. Buddhihi, the intellectual aspect of the Antahkaranam. May Dharma Dharani protect, which means that there's constantly battle between mind and intellect. This has come, likes and dislikes come, anger comes, all these different vrittis rise. And immediately the buddhi comes into picture, the knowledge of right and wrong. And comes and governs. If Dharma Dharani protects us, protects the mind and intellect in Ahankara, then what happens? The buddhi will always Buddhi will overpower knowledge of right and wrong, will govern the desires, anger, etc. Then, isn't it? When knowledge of right and wrong governs the desire, anger, etc., then mind is protected by dharma. So what is that which can protect mind? So we say ahankaram, manobuddhim. The three aspects separately are asking. Ahankaram, manobuddhim, rakshet. May dharma, may means mama. Mama ahankaram, mama manaha, maha, mama buddhim, dharma dharini rakshet. Do you think you can ask for any better prayer? You can do any better prayer? If you really want strength to live a life of dharma, this one line was repeated. Ahankaram, mama ahankaram, mama manaha, mama buddhim, dharma dharini rakshet. Like that, we're going to see every nama we are going to see later on. We'll do it from next class, as I'm already late for the class because I couldn't connect in the beginning. There's a big problem here. In the connect. I want this. My charger has to put.
Okay.
Where can I put the charger? Okay. Now let us just start the Argala Sutram today. This Argala, it is actually means a bolt, no? When you put the bolt, the lock, when you put this lock, isn't it? Argala. But why Argala Stotram? See, so there's something, when the door is locked, the lock is Argala. When the door is locked, we cannot enter inside. We can enter into inside. We can't enter inside, which means our entry is blocked. When the door is locked, our entry is blocked. I mean, our entry is prevented. Something prevention. Whereas, similarly, our own pratibandha. Pratibandha, in Sanskritam, pratibandha means an obstacle. Pratibandha means an obstacle or an obstruction. See, something which comes and obstructs our growth, our progress. Or there's an obstruction in what we want to achieve, what we need to achieve, what we want to achieve. There's obstruction in enjoying good health. There's obstruction in enjoying peaceful mind. There's obstruction in attaining any, even basic security. There can be obstruction. There can be obstruction. An obstacle in everything, in pursuit of artha, kama, dharma, moksha, in all our pursuits, in achieving anything, there will be pratibandha. bandaha, you know, bondage, that which ties. But pratibandaha, that which obstructs. Pratibandaha. And what is it which causes the pratibandha? What is it which obstructs causes the obstruction? It is our own prarabdha papa palam. Prarabdha papa palam. Immediately don't think I have, you have. All of us have. Every human being naturally has his pratibandha. This what is the which causes the obstruction is our own papa prarabdha prarabdha papa phalam. The result of the wrong actions which comes as a prarabdha phalam, result of the papa karma phalam. The result of the wrong actions which have been done before. Don't ask the date and all. Date of birth, date of month, date, month, year. Don't ask all those things. Unknowingly, knowingly, intentionally, unintentionally done sometime before done papa karma phalam, the result of the wrong action done in the past now comes as a prarabdha karma phalam. And prarabdha karma phalam alone causes the obstruction. Prarabdha karma phalam pratibandham janayati. It causes the pratibandha, obstruction. And how can we neutralize this papa karma phalam, which comes in the form of obstructions, obstacles, for which we are supposed to praise Devi, praise and pray to the Devi. So worship and prayer, by invoking the grace of Devi, and praise of Devi will help us resolve these obstacles and obstructions. And such a stotram which helps us tackle the hidden variables, obstructions, is called Argala Stotram. Okay, Stotram. Stotram itself means what? Stotram means verse in praise. A verse in praise is called stotram. A verse in praise of Bhagavan is stotram. We never do human stuti, human stotram. Stotram means only of Bhagavan. Praise is always of Bhagavan only. So verse in praise of Bhagavan or Devi is stotram. And this stotram, this particular verse in praise of Devi, wherein there is a prayer, that wherein there is also prayer, serves as the remover of the lock. Remover of the lock means it removes the pratibandha. Okay, so here we say Atha Argala Stotram, Athargala Stotram. That's why it said the praise which unfastens the bolt, which means lock. Om Asya Shri Argala Stotra Mantrasya Vishnur Rishihi Anushtup छन्दः श्री महालक्ष्मी देवता श्री जगदम्बा प्रीत्यर्थे जपे विनियोगः. I'm actually not including that word. सप्तशती पाठांगत्वेन a particular line I'm not adding now because we are not doing the Parayanam chanting as part of Chandipat. The whole